drumbeat of the so-called Occupy movement is getting louder as it spreads from Wall Street to Washington and spans generations.
We've spent $3 trillion to send our kids to war. Well, no, not all the kids, but just the brown, the black, the poor.
Susan Arnett came from California to be at the protest.
It's about the war. It's about the corruption. It's about the greed.
As in New York, anti-capitalism was a key theme of Occupy DC. The rally was symbolically held amidst the edifices of the U.S. government on Washington's Freedom Plaza.
There are a lot of different kinds of people here. There are war veterans, students, artists, even government employees who feel that there's a lot wrong with America in areas like education, infrastructure, the spending on the war. And they're blaming a lot of it on the corporations in this country.
Jim Goodnow says America has changed since he was drafted for the Vietnam War.
When I grew up, we thought this was a country of we the people, the country of the people, by the people, for the people. Today it's not. It's a corporation. It's a country of the corporation.
Many young protesters say they were inspired by the Arab Spring and the Indignados of Spain. Lourdes Parayobre of Miami says she's about to graduate from university owing $20,000 in student loans.
I have endless amount of friends who have bachelor's degrees, and are working in restaurants, and I'm terrified that's going to happen to me.
The protesters marched to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and decried the power of the business interests it represents.
They're sitting on $2 trillion in profits right now, corporations are. Their taxes are the lowest level in 50 years. Our unemployment rate's at 9%.
The marchers, many of whom voted for Barack Obama, also stopped at the White House. Inside, the president acknowledged the movement for the first time.
I think it expresses the frustrations that the American people feel.
The Occupy protesters also got the support of organized labor on Wednesday. They're now setting up camp in Washington and hoping their movement gains momentum. Jerome Sokolowski, VOA News, Washington.